أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. As the main theme of this surah, that we should love Allah Ta'ala more than what we love anything else, more than our family also. And that is what particularly Allah Ta'ala is illustrating in this surah, that the love of the family must not be more than the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's love must be the greatest. Then as previously we had explained, Allah Ta'ala explained that this condition, and we should understand today we got Islam on the plate. It is ready made for us. Our families are all Muslims, etc. And it's not difficult for us. But what sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to give. If one person in the family is a Muslim and the rest are not Muslims, how difficult and hard it was on that person. Like today, a person who becomes a Muslim may revert, and the rest of the family are not Muslims, what difficulties they go through. And at the time of a funeral, the mother has passed away, she's a non-Muslim, and the daughter or the son very eager to attend the funeral, but Islam does not permit it at that time. So how hard it is. We don't have to, we haven't gone through this, we are not facing this, it's very difficult. We got Islam on the plate. May Allah make it that we can appreciate that Islam has become very, very easy for us compared to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah Ta'ala said that you must love Allah more than what you love your wife, your children, your family also. And then when they had made Hijrat and they had come to Madinatul Munawwara, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to conquer Makkah Sharif. At that time the people of Makkah generally were all non-Muslims and were all against Islam. So Allah Ta'ala said, and there were families of the Sahaba that were there. Somebody's brother, somebody's sister, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother. So, and they had to fight against them. It was a very, very hard thing. But Allah said, this condition won't last for long. We will turn the hearts. And the vast majority of people of Makkah had become Muslims. And then they had become united again. So Allah Ta'ala says, and Islam is that fair religion, that those people who do not oppose you for your religion's sake, and who do not fight against you, you don't have to have any enmity for those people, but keep a good relationship with them. So with the non-Muslims who are not against Islam, who are not against Muslims, who don't do anything wrong against Islam, Allah Ta'ala says, you also be good to them and fair to them and treat them in a good way. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين. Allah تم کو منع نہیں کرتا ان لوگوں سے جو لڑے نہیں تم سے دین پر. Allah Ta'ala is not forbidding you that you keep friendship and good contact. That is not a close relationship, but just that you keep a fair and good relationship with those people who do not fight against you as far as the matters of deen are concerned. That is, they haven't got any enmity against you, they haven't got any hatred against you, they are not fighting against you because of your deen, that you are Muslims. وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ اور نکالا نہیں تم کو تمہارے گھروں سے. And neither are they those that took you out from your houses and caused you to be exiled. Those people who forced the Muslims to leave Makkah Sharif. Every person loves his hometown where he was born, where he grows up, and he just doesn't want to leave it in a hurry. And for the sake of deen, the people of Makkah made them, forced them, made their hard life so hard that they had to make hijrat and go away to Medina Sharif, to Abyssinia, etc., Habsha. So all this difficulties they had to endure. Those who don't cause you that. So Allah says, antabarruhum, ke unse karo bhalai. Allah does not stop you from doing goodness to them. وَتُقْسِطُ إِلَيْهِمْ or insaf ka suluk, and that you treat them in a fair and just way. That is what Islam teaches, that those people, though they are not Muslims, but they are not against you, treat them in a good and fair way, and be kind to them also. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin. Beshak Allah chahta hai insaf walon ko. Allah loves those people who are fair and just. So don't use the rod, the same rod on everyone. Yes, those people who are fighting against you, who hate your religion's sake, who hate your religion, that you treat them in a different way. But those people who don't hate your religion, who don't hate you because you're a Muslim, with them you have a different relationship. So with regard to this, it has come in the hadith that Asma, that sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at one time she came and visit her. She was not yet a Muslim. So Hazrat Asma asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother has come to visit me and she wants me to be good to her, to treat her, host her, etc. Am I allowed to? Just see the frame of mind of the Sahaba. We will think, well, it's my mother, I don't even have to ask. I must do good to my mother. But she asked me, so how can I to treat her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she's your mother. They don't have any enmity against Islam. They don't fight against Islam. You treat her well. Host her and give her good treatment. So the Sahaba proved this, that they asked and they did not follow their own desires and whims and fancies, and they fulfilled all these commandments of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah to mana karta hai tumko unse jo lare tumse. Allah forbids you and forbids you from having good relationship, like Hazrat Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had this relationship because of his family's sake, and Allah Ta'ala corrected that matter. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala forbids you that you must that you have good relationships with those people who fight you for your, because you're a Muslim. Because of your deen, they hate Islam, they hate Muslims. So with those people, you don't have a good relationship. And you don't befriend them, and you don't be kind to them. وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ اور نِكَالَ تُمْكُوْ تُمْهَارِ گھروں سے. And those people who forced you to leave your home, to leave Makkah Sharif, and to make hijrat and migrate, these people who had that grave enmity and hatred for Islam, Allah says, with them you don't have a kind relationship. You don't show favors to those people. عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاج أَن تَوَلَّوْهُمْ, that you befriend them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. اور جو کوئی ان سے دوستی کرے, سو وہ لوگ وہی ہے گنہگار. And those people who befriend their enemies, logically also, any person who is so stupid to go and make friends with his enemies, and a person according to the law of Allah also, those people who are your enemies for deen's sake, for Islam, and because you're a Muslim and you're following Islam, and you go and make friends with those people, and you give away the secrets of the Muslims to those people, that Allah Ta'ala forbids you from. We find that how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and when Islam came into them, how they had changed. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, first he was the enemy of Islam. He was the commander of the enemy against the Muslims in the Battle of Badr, etc. But when he accepted Islam, when Makkah was conquered, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted Islam, and he said, I've got three conditions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what are they? One of them was that I was the enemy of Islam. Now I must be given permission to fight against the non-Muslims as I used to fight against the Muslims. This is the change of heart that took place. That a person who was so against Islam, who was adamant and dead against Islam, but now by accepting Islam, he became the friend, and now he's prepared to fight the enemies. Even if it is his own family, he's prepared to fight them. So the criteria Allah has shown, and which we have to develop, we have to develop our iman, that Allah's love must be the greatest. For us, there are small little tests. For example, the family says, it's very cold today, don't go for Fajr. You are sneezing also, you got a cold. So at that time, is the family's love more or is Allah's love more? Our sleep is overpowering us, but it's time to get up for Fajr. At that time, is the love of our sleep more or the love of Allah Ta'ala? We have to attend a function, even in the name of deen, but we know there are going to be many wrong things happening. And the family wants to go also. It is her family, but we know there are going to be violations of deen openly. At that time, what do we do? Do we give preference to the love of Allah, or we do give preference to our family, and we see to them? So we will also be tested, but on a very small level. We are weak also, so our tests also are weak. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were put through very great tests and trials. May Allah not test us. We are very weak. We are not fit for test. And may Allah keep us on the straight path and grant us His love over every other love. وآخر دعوانا